And you set foot on mossy ground. Ground such as that in a forest's edge, where the needles have grown for a very long time, fallen and drifted, where it verges some human development, or inhuman. This is the wrought iron gate of a large estate. The gate is wide open. A cursive C emblazons the center of each of the huge iron leaves. And the stone walls are very tall. But the estate beyond is expansive and well-kept. There's nothing overgrown, unlike the surrounding forest. And as you approach and step inside, you take in the details. The place is hung about with the odor of flowers. Very, very strong, heady, almost tropical, quite out of place for this more mountainous, forested region of the world. But as you walk in, that odor takes on a more citrusy scent, not the heavy pollen odors of a rainforest or jungle. And the citrus smell does invade. It invigorates, makes a person feel briefly empowered. But as step after step enters that place, the perfumed odor turns to a more subdued, quieter scent, to something that leads you on down the sandy pathways of this large, almost palatial place. In the distance, the stone walls of a huge and old house, almost a castle if castles weren't quite out of place in this forested zone. But your steps leave brief impressions behind you, so as you turn, you can see a path backward, the way you came, reassuring. Perhaps it is most startling to the unwary observer that as the gate closes with a click, you find yourself the opposite of alarmed. You welcome this development. Perhaps whatever strange radiation, whatever wonderful floral scent is guiding you further, has a part to play in that. But leaving is the last thing on your mind. Perhaps you tell yourself that you have to investigate, to find out if this place, which after all is very near to your camp, poses a threat. Or maybe you've simply resolved to explore in search of useful items, things with which you can shore up your defenses, arm yourself, gather information, and prepare. From the moment you stepped into this place, the heady scent of flowers has assaulted you. But as you move further, you gradually notice it less. Instead, perhaps you notice a growing heat between your legs, a kind of throb in your skull. And then you notice the labyrinth. A labyrinth is a fairly standard meditative tool. It is a geometric shape laid out on the ground in stones, or in this case, in flowers and sculpted stones. One walks to the center along a few winding spirals, slowly, while thinking, reflecting, and just allowing themselves to be. When they reach the center, they turn and walk back out along the same path they took in. The irony of this place being situated so near to the nearby hedge maze is maybe not lost on the casual observer. But, reflecting, perhaps wondering, you decide to try it out. A small plaque inscribed nearby describes what I just laid out for you, the nature and function of meditative labyrinths. A pleasing public works project, perhaps. You notice that the stones are faintly rose-colored. And you walk, turning gently inward, always. There is a slight clockwise turn to the maze, so as you walk along the spiral's first arm, you move, always turning a little to your right. It takes some time, one turning, and then again, always arcing inward along the short path. You can see that it ends in a person-sized circle in the center. Again, a second turning, and a third, You notice that you're forming a concentric circle around the place you're heading toward, traveling circumspectly. You reflect on the nature of this place. Are you trespassing? Well, maybe, but you've been taught that adventurers have to be willing to travel and ask forgiveness later, rather than permission in advance. After all, this is not a place where there's any way to communicate with a butler. The gates were left wide open. And the presence of things like hedge mazes and meditative labyrinths suggests that people are meant to just walk in here. That's normal enough, right? So, traveling loosely along the labyrinth's curves, you reflect on the hedge maze nearby. Maybe you'll go there next. Or you can hear a river babbling further down the hill. Maybe you'll travel over there and check out the manicured lawns and the wrought iron benches which front the river space. Maybe you'll go sit for a little while. This seems like a peaceful reprieve, like a safe place far from the dangers of the nearby forests, of the mountainous regions, or the constant demonic assaults near your camp. You feel like you could be at peace here. Whoever lives here maybe has erected a sanctuary. You don't see any particular kind of defense, but just because you can't see a trap doesn't mean it's not there. Just because you can't see a snare doesn't mean it's not wrapping around you. That kind of reflective thought arrives just as you reach the middle of the labyrinth. And when you turn around, you notice that the path that you walked to get into this little circle of ankle-high stones is no longer there. Well, that's no impediment, because you can just step out. They are only ankle-high. But it is still a little freaky. And so, realizing that you're in a circle of little stones, you step over them. But the instant that your foot crosses over one of the stones in a circle around you at the center of that meditative labyrinth, you feel a profound lethargy descend upon you. Maybe it's just the mental effort of taking everything in. This is a surprising place, and it was a long walk. Maybe a faint smile creeps over your face as you turn to head toward the gates and leave. And then, before your foot passes through that wrought iron gate, you hear a faint sound, a moan, a gasp coming from somewhere on the grounds. You have no idea where, but it didn't sound entirely pleasure. There was a note of fear there. You're going to have to go help them. I wonder who that was. And maybe you wonder too. And so, you take one, and two, and three steps into the grounds, noticing that they're heavy, that perhaps some enchantment descended upon you when you broached that circle of stones. No matter. You can brave your way through enchantments. Can't you? Sleep.